Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and I am 7-8 minutes late. I know I said I was going to be here at 7:30 tonight, but I had an emergency hair situation to take care of. It wasn't my own hair because I don't have any, but I worked earlier today, and I worked some yesterday. Sorry. And I told my sister, I noticed my nephew needed this haircut. And I'm like, well, I'll cut it tomorrow because I didn't feel like doing the day. I had things to do yesterday. So I'm like, I'll cut his hair tomorrow. I'll come over and see you guys. And so I'm laying here. You know, I had got comfortable on this couch and I was ready to watch I was getting prepared to watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta Reunion, which is on right now. From what I've seen, there's a lot of shade going on, but I'll watch it when it comes on again. You know, they'll show it like 2 or 3 times tonight, so I'll watch it later. But, and I was sitting there thinking, like, oh, I got that to do. I need to cut my nephew's hair. And so I was hoping my sister said, no, you can do it tomorrow. I said, this is one of the things when you have to word questions so you don't get a no. I guess I had to figure out a way to word a question so I don't get a yes, or word it to where it seems that it could be done tomorrow. But anyhow, and so when I asked her, I said, do you still want me to cut my nephew's hair? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, damn. So once I get over there, I can't get away from him because I love my family, of course. And we're talking and just talking about different stuff. And I cut his hair. My niece brings in Ben and Jerry's strawberry shortcake ice cream. I've never had it, but she said it's really, really good. So they have these little $1, I guess, sample tester flavor things that she gave me. So I haven't eaten it yet, but I will later, being the foodie that I am, because I like, you know, but something, you know, I like strawberry cheesecake, but you know, it needs to come from the Cheesecake Factory. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if I want a cone, but I'm not a big ice cream eater anyhow. You know, I like ice cream. I had a yesterday, I will say this. I've been a foodie this weekend, right? Yesterday, I went to Dairy Queen and got the new salted caramel. Is salted caramel the new go-to dessert now, or it's to throw in everything? It used to be cookie dough, and before that was M&M's, and before that was Oreos to start the whole thing. So I think that salted caramel, is a salted caramel truffle blizzard? I think they throw that in everything now because you see salted caramel in everything. But anyhow, it was okay. I don't like... I don't know if you're one of the kind of people that texture. Is that the taste? It's the texture kind of person. And I'm a texture kind of person when I'm eating different stuff. That's why I don't eat pears or apples, because I don't like the texture. It's not the flavor. It's that texture, or biting through membranes. I don't like all that. He don't do that. But it was a little bit, it was too many different textures in the ice cream. It tasted good. You'd have some crunchy bits, then you'd have like a crunchy soft bit, and the ice cream was good. But I was like, I don't know if I'm too crazy about that. I won't get it again. But, you know, that you got to put out a credit application to get a large blizzard from Dairy Queen because they're like $4 and $5, you know, like. I remember blizzards came out, they was like $1.75, but now y'all trying to get brand new. One thing is good, that they have Orange Julius now, although it doesn't taste the same, because I did have one day. Remember when Orange Julius was cool? Here locally, we had a small mall, and as a kid, my mother would take my sister and I to the mall, and we would get an Orange Julius, and that's a kind of frosty orange drink stuff. And it was really good. But now Dairy Queen, I guess, has purchased the franchise, or not in person, purchased the company, but they've added it to their menu item. So I think that's kind of cool. But the funny thing is, earlier I was telling my sister that we were talking about food, and because my sister, my niece, had brought some food home. She was just gotten off work, and so we were talking about food, and so all of a sudden it hits me that the new, not the new, I guess it's not, because I'm not a fan of gas station food. I know in some major cities there'll be a gas station, you'll have like a KFC, a Taco Bell, maybe even a Burger King, as part of the whole shindig going on there. But you guys can see me, I talk with my hands, so I'm doing shindig and I'm making a circle. It's really funny. I should be do this on video, right? Not really. but no, I the gas stations, they have food in it. Anyhow, I'm not a gas station food person. I've always, and although before friends would say, well, go over here and get this chicken from the gas station, I'm like, I don't want gas station chicken. I'm sorry. I don't want gas station chicken. And then there's a, locally, again, there's a, I don't know what the gas station is called, but they are, they're known for their chicken. People will, it'll be packed, and it's in a bad, not a bad area, but it's a bad spot to where to get in and get out is kind of bad, driving wise. But people are there all the time getting this chicken because the chicken's on point, supposedly. I've never eaten there because I don't want gas station chicken. So the other day I was I had to stop for gas, and I didn't, sometimes you want to get that one stop shopping in, and I'm like, well, I need something to drink and I'm hungry, but I don't have time to go here. So I was like, okay, I know they have pizza, and I'm gonna look at it and see if the pizza looks right. And then I go in, and then everybody's hovering around this little pizza dispensary thing that's spinning around with slices of pizza on it. And I'm like, oh. Then, in my head, I'm like, oh, there's a commercial about this pizza. there's a commercial about this pizza, and it's Casey. I know you've seen the commercial with the little boy. Walks across the street, they're eating pizza in the gas station, which I think is hilarious. They're eating pizza in the gas station, and the little boy takes the big pizza. Why he was walking around by himself, I don't know, but it's a commercial, and he walks across the street or the parking lot or whatever, and there's a serviceman, like an army or somebody, guy in fatigues, and he gives him, and they're sitting there having pizza together. And I'm like, and in my mind, I'm like, that little boy giving that boy, giving that man that gas station pizza, he gonna be sick. That's what I'm thinking. And so it's and so you know my phone is ringing for work, but and so I look at the commercial. And I'm like, okay, I remember the commercial in my head. I'm sorry, the phone ringing get me off topic. And I'm like, well, I'm going to try the pizza. I'll wait till everybody moves. And I grab, a piece of the swine. I got some of that sausage pizza. And it looks good enough. It looks good enough. Baby, when I tell you the gas station pizza from Casey's is on point, it is on point. I mean, on point. I'm like, now I'm not a fan of gas station food. Y'all heard me say that about 75 times during this podcast so far, and it's off the chain. I guess that's one of them hashtag fat people problem things, but it is off the chain. So if you guys have a Casey's by you have a Casey's somewhere near you, and you want a quick slice of pizza, because I got me another one today. I didn't tell y'all that, but I did. If y'all have a Casey's by you, y'all need to run all over there and get that pizza, because they're no joke, and people are waiting in line for it. It's that good. So I don't know what they're doing to it. It reminds me, I don't know if you guys remember Godfather's Pizza. It reminds me of Godfather's. It used to be the jump off back in the day. So I'm like, damn, no, it's just as good as that bacon wrap Little Caesars pizza. Little Caesars pizza sent you to the hospital, but it's just as good. And it's all right. It is all right. Anyhow, thank you guys for listening tonight. I'm here because I have a really busy week. And did I tell you that already? So I thought I would do it tonight. I thought I would do it tonight. I was going to do it. I was going to come in tonight. See people. I'm sorry. I'm reading text messages. See, people, grown people are getting on my nerves right now because they don't want to do their freaking jobs. And that's irritating me to no end. But anyhow, we're going to take a little break and we'll come back. I have a pretty decent show lined up for you guys tonight. We're going to talk about Bruce Jenner, the new Prozac, food services. It's not about Casey's Pizza, and some other stuff. So thank you guys for joining me. We'll be right back.
We're JJ Fat and we're here to rock. Rhymes like ours can never be stopped. See, it's three of us and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. See, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now, here's a little something about nosy people. It's not real hard, it's plain and simple. Baby D. Supersonic. Supersonic, motivating rhymes are creating. And everybody knows that JJ Faz devastating. We know you like us, girl, so you better get sterile. Cause we are the home chicks that are rocking your world. Supersonic. Supersonic. Supersonic is a word when people start to listen. Especially bigger people, they pay close attention. You might not believe it, you might not even buy it. But when it comes to our lady, you might even try it. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now all you supersonic people try to bite our rhymes. You may think that you are deaf, but you're way behind. So you better listen good to what we have to say. Cause when it comes to JJ Fad, you can't get no play. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now he's the freshest DJ from coast to coast. My man can cut and scratch, but I don't mean to boast. He may be a little light, but that's okay. Cause when he cuts to the beat, it sounds this way. Hit it. Supersonic. Supersonic. Yeah, it's finally my turn to rock the mic. Because my devastating beats, I know you will like. You see, my beatbox is fresh. It'll blow your mind. And if you don't like my beats, I'll go big in your behind. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now you party people know what supersonic means. We didn't try to brag cause JJ Fat is just too clean. Now baby, don't you know that our rhymes are so bionic? Don't listen too hard, don't be supersonic. 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 You see the S is for super and the U is for unique. The P is for perfection and you know that we are freaks. The E is for exotic and the R is for raps. So tell those nosy people just to stay the hell back. Supersonic. Them big everlasting ears. Supersonic. They can hear what I say fast enough to say. Supersonic. They better chill. Rock, rock. It's like, it's she like. Supersonic. You ran out of words.
Hit it, baby D.
I'm light skinned down, said I know what they intended. That's right, cause they'll fake a ticket man. And you made them arms up and arms cap. Everybody say I'm happy. If you try to hang with me, you should find it to your feet.
Always rocking, never stopping, devastating, rapper lady. When I'm on a microphone, to see that all these imitated figures are different. Everybody say I'm different. There's no other angel lover. Everybody know I'm covered clientele.
There's a pearl. Everybody know in jail. To the beast, so you can tell. Everybody know you fail.
I'm a llama, 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 do my llama, see my llama, 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 do my llama, 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 see my llama, 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 do my llama, 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 see my llama, 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 see my llama, do my llama, llama. Yeah.
That was it. That's it.
Oh, sorry about that. You know what? I'm so tired of dealing with grown people who do not want to work. It irritates me. And you guys know that, you know, my job, I talk about my job all the time, and I'm always doing something, I'm always working. So I'm probably going to have to work tonight because people do not want to be responsible. And that's just wild to me that they don't want to work. But anyhow, we are here at the 5x5 podcast with a pretty, I was in a good mood until I started getting these phone calls about people not coming to work. And I don't want you to think I'm having a shitty show because I'm not. Listen to JJ Fad. I used to love that song. Back in the day when I was a skinnier, younger person, I could tear it up. I could tear it up and I could move, but that's a story for another time. There's only a few witnesses that can share them stories with you guys. But, you know, you always can check the Facebook page for whatever's going on in my life. I've been kind of saying this has been my geek spring because I've done so many geeky things, and there's more geeky things to come before spring is out. You know, we had PopCon, which I talked about that a few weeks ago. Well, last weekend, had PopCon. We did that. And then this week, next Saturday. Well, no, this week, Thursday night, Avengers Age of Ultron. What about that? That's coming up. And then Free Comic Book Day is on Saturday. And then there's another pop comic book convention, Wizard World, is the weekend of May 23rd, 24th. There's a lot of things going on that we have to be geeks about and love it and do a lot of kind of good stuff. But check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. And I hope, Joshua, I'm calling you out, you're listening. A friend of mine that he does some things at the conventions, and I always give him a hard time. He says he's going to be listening, but so if he really listens, he'll know I'll mention his name. but you can send me a tweet at the 5x5 as well, or send me an email at the number 5, byyfive@gmail.com. And I'll get back with you. Just tell me anything. Say you hate the show, because I'm sure there's some people who do. And then tell me you love the show, because some people think they like my voice. Who knows? But I just do this for fun, and it's a way for me to vent. Because I remember I used to say this is my therapy. I got to get out all my frustrations from the week out in my podcast. So. Am I doing that? Who's to say? But a lot of geeky things going on this spring. And, you know, we are loving it. We are in vogue, so to speak. Ooh, that would have been a perfect time to play an In Vogue song, right? but I just have fun. I like you guys listening whenever, wherever, however you listen or check out the show. I appreciate it. And don't forget, we are on iHeartRadio, Real Talk with David and Nikki. I haven't got that name changed yet, even though Nikki's coming back at some point. We just, our schedules never match up anymore. But hopefully I'll be seeing her at Indianapolis PopCon in June or July. I think it's the end of June this year. And by the way, for all you guys who don't know, my friends Kristen and Elaine from the Thought Bubbles podcast, Elaine texted me today, and they have the Flash and the Reverse Flash from the CW's The Flash television show Pop Figures at Hot Topic. So I had to go out there and get mine tomorrow, because they good friends, you know, it's hard to find good friends. They put them on hold for me, and I also Captain Coat, so you guys can check that out. But anyhow, back to the story at hand. I should have been a rapper. Not really. did you watch Bruce Jenner? We'll talk about that a little bit later. And what else did I have on the docket? This was something interesting that I thought was Raven Randall from Chaotic Ravings podcast. We recorded the other night and we talked about this, about how our community, the gay community, how sometimes we can be so not, I would say, well, I guess exclusive, that, you know, there's a lot of ageism going on. There's a lot of body shaming and elites. And it's if you, in the gay community, there's so many different subcultures of the gay community, the bears, the twinks, the daddies, the sirs, the cubs, the chubs, you know, all that stuff. But it's so divided. It's so divided. And for a community that wants to be accepted, that wants mainstream acceptance, you know, which I'm part of this community, I think we have to be more inclusive. And I say this about Black people too. We have to be more inclusive within our community. And I remember a long time ago, which I didn't really feel that living here when I was living in the Midwest, but when I moved to Atlanta several years ago, and being in that scene, you know, I remember being at a particular bar where the pretty boys go, so to speak. And I remember this little short guy saying, "Oh, this must be fat boy night tonight." And I was like, "Excuse me, I will snatch you out," you know. And I'm like, "Seriously?" And thing is, and you look the mess, you know, because you want to be included in this and be a part of this scene that you feel as though you need to put down other people in your community. I know a lot of people have problems with Black gay pride and regular pride, but Black gay pride is not excluding anyone. It's for everyone. It's just they do things that are more culturally specific to Black people, you know. So I don't think anything's wrong with that, you know. People would beg to differ, and I don't want to go have that argument on here. But a little article that I read, you know, on one of my favorite websites, InstinctMagazine.com, the article by Nigel Campbell, is titled, "Is it okay to only charge people over 40 years old at a gay event?" Now, like, they must have did this in Atlanta, because I can see that shit going down. But the LGBT organization Impulse Group South Florida, in Florida, is under fire after hosting a highly publicized pool party event entitled Get Wet at the recently renovated Vagabond Hotel in Miami, where they impose a very controversial entry fee. If you're over 40, pay up. Needless to say, the decision to charge older members of the community while letting younger gays party for free didn't go very well. The Impulse Group focuses on HIV education and prevention within the LGBT community and also promotes sexual and overall health. They have 9 chapters in the U.S. and internationally. Though the Impulse Group has yet to release a statement, organizers of similar events defended the group's move, arguing that the decision to give young people free entry isn't about age discrimination, but about encouraging young people to get involved in the community and community causes. Apparently, not everyone is buying the rationalization of this particular reason. It's funny. Some people say, "I'm amazed at the invite I just received. Free admission up to 40 years of age and $50 over 40. In addition to whether this is even legal, it's a shocking, blatant attempt to exclude mature people and another instance of how people in our community should know better, given the discrimination and adjustments we face in the mainstream world, and I was looking forward to going back to this beautifully restored landmark." Another commenter said, "The distinct impression is not that they want older folks to fund the party, but they don't want them to attend at all. Just young, beautiful people, right? What's next? Keeping fat folks away?" And that's my biggest problem, you know. and then lastly, they said, "Those wishing to attend the event who were under the age of 40 were admitted free into the Vagabond. But if you were 41 or older, then a $50 donation to the group was required." So, I mean, what message does this send? But now, this is not just, I guess, for the gay community, because straight bars have done this for a long time. So, you know, I guess you need to pick your battles, or if things don't really affect you, don't care about it. But when it does, you want to yell and scream and stuff. You know, straight bars, you know, they'll let women in free all night, but the men got to pay. You know, so that's to get more girls in, and then more guys will come because the girls. I understand the financial part of it, or the thought to get, you know, to promote that. But I think there was more to this than they wanted. One commenter even said it wasn't about charging people $50, because $50 to most mature men, it's not a big deal. If you can afford, I'm not paying $50 getting in nowhere, trust and believe. up unless it's a comic book convention, right? So a club, a party, nah, you can get my $50. But I think what they were, what the commenter was saying, he was like, they want these older men to buy these boys drinks and be able to not only afford to get in, but also afford and pimp out the younger ones to the older ones. That makes sense. Got all these sugar daddies in there trying to look for a sweet young thing. So I don't know what you guys think about the story. You know, let me know. Would you pay if there was an event that, whether you're straight or gay, if there was an event and they charge, if you were 40 and over, you know, they charge you extra or more or even a fee, period, to get into the event, would you go? Or better yet, what would you say? So hit me up on Facebook and tell me what you think about that story and what would you do? That'd be our question of the week. What would you do if you was charged more because you were older? Now, I thought you got, you know, insurance companies, you know, when you're older, you get cheaper insurance. There's my phone again. Get cheaper insurance, right? So, that's just one of those things that when we're older, that's a plus we get. We get that plus, right? So anyhow, thank you guys for listening. It is the 5x5 podcast, and we're going to play another little song and then hop back on to share the rest of our gossip for today. And we'll go out with a little Sunshine Anderson. I think you all know this one. We'll be right back.
Coming home late, it seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder, thinking you gonna get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go back there where you came from. Day to day with you, it's always something. God knows that I don't deserve what you put me through. Cause I've been so true to you. For you to come at me with another lame excuse. See, I heard it all before. All of your lies, all of your sweet talk. Baby this, baby that. But your lies ain't working now. Now look who's hurting now. Look who's hurting. I have to shut you down.
That was Sunshine Anderson. You know her father, no, her father, Beyonce's father is, Matthew Knowles, is her new manager. Maybe that's why we ain't heard from him. Because she, because like we ain't heard from her for a minute. But anyhow, welcome back. It's the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Of course, you guys all know that. And I'm here just chit-chatting because I have a very long week. And it looks like I'm going to have a really long night because I'm going to have to work because grown-ups don't want to do their job. I've never, I mean, seriously, that's kind of knocked the wind out of my sails. And I do apologize if it's translating to the podcast tonight, because I normally try to be a very happy and positive person. But sometimes it all doesn't happen. So if you're listening right now, you can always click the little chat bubble and pop in and say hi. I like people to talk to me when I'm online, when we're live especially. Then I can either check your region or say hello to you. So if you're listening to me live, just pop into the chat room and say, hey, David, what's up? I'll be here, right? So that article about paying over 40, I wish I would. You know, after I tear up everything in the building when I'm at the venue, you know, I'll knock over some trees, some potted plants, you know, just to, you know, get my $40 worth, but then $50, then I'm leaving, right? There was a new study done. There was a new study done, and one of the new listeners, I thought he was a follower anyhow, my friend Devin, a fellow Funko Pop collector. We've traded before, the mini mysteries or mini mites, mini something, I can't think right now. But he asked me, what does he need to chat on? You can either be on the Spreaker site, because if you're listening through Facebook, I don't know if you're listening through Facebook, if you can access the show that way, because you click the link, it may just give you that. But if you're on the Spreaker site, there's a little, or you can chat with me here, that's fine. The Spreaker link is in there. It doesn't look like it's there. Huh, I don't know where you're listening at, but there's a chat bubble on the right hand, a little chat bubble that you can click in on the Spreaker page, or if you're listening from the website, that little bar on the right hand bottom right corner, there's a little chat bubble as well. But you know, I can chat through Facebook as well. Everything is beeping and stuff anyhow tonight because I've got so many phone calls and text messages for worthless people who don't want to work. But there was an article that I read. I thought it was really, really funny. Obviously, semen is good for your health and helps fight depression. Now, before y'all run out and try to get a semen vitamin, I can't believe I just said that. Before y'all run out and see if they got this in vitamin form, that's not what they're doing. That's not what they're doing. Are y'all trying to get a facial or whatever? Yeah, well, I guess some of y'all could. I don't do that, so y'all ain't doing it to me. But no. They say semen is good for your mental and physical health. A study has found. Whether it enters the body, this PG-13 or NC-17, right? Whether it enters the body orally or via unprotected sex, the mood-altering chemicals contained within seminal fluid reduces depression, increases affection, and help you sleep. Whoever wrote that must have been a rapper. Because somebody's trying to get it in. This is one of those things is, let me put the head in. That's what this article, no, just kidding. The State of University of New York study found that women who regularly have unprotected sex are less depressed. The study surveyed the sex lives and mental health of 293 women from the SUNY Albany campus. I said campus. You found it? I'm still talking to Devin in the chat room. It should be the 5x5.blogspot.com for everybody who's listening. And if you go to the Spreaker Live page, you can click on that link. And I think he popped into the chat room. Yes, you did find it. Yeah, it's Mystery Minis. Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't think for a second there. But this study, the survey, 293 women, the researchers also asked respondents to complete the Beck Depression Inventory, which is commonly used to measure mood disorders. The results reveal that sexually active women who never use condoms show significantly fewer depressive symptoms than those who always or usually use condoms. The findings, which were published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior Journal, also found women who described themselves as promiscuous yet used condoms were as depressed as women who practice abstinence. The team says this suggests it is semen, not just sex, that makes women happy. I guess you get the right man paying them bills, giving a little sex will make you happy, trust and believe. But it comes in the same month Gordon Gallup, a psychologist at SUNY Albany, proposed semen also helps women suffering from morning sickness. So all you pregnant chicks out there, you know, you just found out you're having a baby, you know, still it may have some because it make you happy. And you won't have all that postpartum. I guess that's after you have a baby. That's what they say. Anyhow, it thus follows that they're doing too much. Ingesting the same sperm would allow the body to build up a tolerance, the New York Daily reported. Y'all know what? They are tripping. So, Devin, what you think about that? So, they need to do a study. Because I know there's some gay men out here that's getting a lot of sex. And these motherfuckers are sorry. Excuse my language. Some of them are sad. They're sad. So, y'all think since I'm happy all the time, I ain't getting any. So, it doesn't apply to me. Oh, that's the funniest thing I've ever read. But then I think I did read where came back about this article and said that it's not true and that we shouldn't take this study seriously. Something about how the study was ran, that we shouldn't take it seriously. So all y'all people that's ready to give up your Prozac and Haldol and all that stuff and try and get your man, it might work, but then again, it may not. Y'all might go off and kill the man and you're in trouble. So don't do that. People are saying, the comments, the study didn't include gay men. Why not? A gay men versus straight men study would have been a no-brainer to determine whether this is a myth or not. I totally agree. See, I'm not crazy. I totally agree. See some of these gay men but the problem with that, how many people, there will be a few, there will be some, there will be a good percentage. But I think to get a real, real serious, you know, study, you know, I don't think a lot of people, if they have unprotected sex, are they really going to say? Or is it one of those anonymous deals or whatever? But do one of them Covan studies and lock them up for for a month and see what happens and let them, you know, get the semen in any kind of way they can amongst the people there. Now that will be a study. And if somebody shoots the video, I'm sure it'd be popular. But I thought you'd want to know that. Some of the things that I find through the through the course, the course of me looking at stuff, things that I think you guys may like to hear about. But Devin says, secondary endpoint of the study, maybe they just found out sex without having to wear a condom is 100%, 100 times better and has nothing to do with semen. That's possible too. You know, going through all that, you know, and if your man's not adequate enough, maybe the condom's too big and he's pissed off and he's making you pissed off and y'all pissed off together. It could be anything. It could be anything. But I don't think there's going to be a beauty salon to be maybe in Thailand. You know what? We're going to take a break and we come back. We are going to talk about the girl of the moment, Miss Lady herself. She is not a boy in a dress. She don't care what the world says. Here I am, see me, Miss Bruce Jenner. We'll be right back. Welcome back. But that's shady. That's shady for me to play I'm Every Woman. It might be a little bit shady, right? Welcome back. It's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. And I'm just chatting with you guys because now I think I really have to go into work tonight. So I need to get off pretty soon and take a nap. Although I did take a nap earlier. I'm not happy. But, you know, hey, it is what I signed up for. That don't mean I gotta like it. But welcome back. Hope you guys are doing well. I need to know what you guys are doing coming up. What are you doing this spring? Who's going to see Avengers Age of Ultron? I know all of my listeners will be going to the movie theater on Thursday. I like going to the movie when it is the first day and like everybody's there. And I have an AMC membership, so they normally give us ticket holders, right? It was $8. It's not that serious. like you get the extra popcorn and stuff. You can get the free, get a large for a medium or something like that. And then they normally give you a little gift or something. Like I got a cell phone, something from Spider-Man. I got a pin from Guardians of the Galaxy. So I don't know what they're going to do this time, but that's why I always go to AMC. So I hope you guys go. Everybody's going to be there, and I want to be there. I got to find, you know what? I have all these DC shirts, but I can't find a Marvel one that I like. You know, because I went to Penny's the other day, and they have Batman. They have two or three different kind of Batmans, two or three kind of different Supermans, and they have a Flash. I've seen it. Then they also have Beast Mode, but I think I'm too old to wear something with Beast Mode on it. That ain't what I do. But it's all the Justice League members. I'm like, if I was 10 years younger, maybe I could wear that. But I just might wear it and own it. And yesterday I wore my Batman shirt. I got so many compliments. Everybody was like, I'm Batman when I was walking past. I'm like, are y'all serious with that? You know, are y'all really serious about it? Y'all like that shirt? Because, you know, I didn't know. Are those things for midnight showings you're talking about getting? No, they are like if you go to the 3D or the one, you know, the best visual HD, whatever they do. And if you have an AMC membership, you get I'm talking to the chat room guys. You get some kind of little trinket. Like I said, I get those things. It wasn't a midnight showing because at AMC, if I'm not mistaken, you know, the movie comes out on the 1st, which is Friday. Let me get my calendar out. I think that's Friday. And then, let's see. April, yeah. Friday's on the 1st. So Thursday evening, like at 8 p.m., they'll have the first showing. And that's the one. That's what they've been doing in the past for the movie. So we'll see. We'll see if they're going to do it for this one. But I'll be there. So let me know if you're local. Let me know if you're going. We can all go together. Hang out, have fun, and nerd out together. But this Batman shirt that I got, everybody's been, you know, complimenting me on it. And I'm like, it's just a Batman shirt, you know? And I look like I ate Batman, so y'all being awfully kind. Because yesterday I went to the Funk in the City art festival. I got hot. So I was like, but people were like, oh, there's your Batman shirt. And I'm like, okay. But so after we leave, I was going to share this story. I don't know if you guys have a Max and Irma's available or, you know, open in your area, wherever you live. But we have one here locally that's connected to the Riverboat Casino. And so after we left the Funk in the City Arts Festival, we were trying to think of something, somewhere to eat. We're like, well, we're right downtown. Let's go to the boat. We'll go eat there. And Max and Irma's, I have been there on two previous occasions, but I just got a burger and some libations, right? And so we go, and we're in there. First, we had a seating for five because it was my sister, my niece, my niece's boyfriend, and my nephew. And we're waiting. She's like, oh, we don't have any tables. We're so packed that it'll be 15-minute wait. We were having a good day. It was cool. It was nice. Okay, we're good. We'll just hang out. We'll wait. And so she was like, okay, that's cool. And so we waited, of course. we waited and get our table. You know, of course, the table was still wet because they had wiped it off, which, again, we're fine. So this is where it starts going downhill. They took maybe probably an additional 15 minutes just to get our drink orders. And so, again, we're talking Facebooking, Instagramming, looking at the pictures, talking about what, you know, what's going on this week in our lives, you know, stuff like that. And so we're like, okay, this... We'll wait. And then, of course, there's a little, isn't it a long time for us to get our drinks ordered, you know? And so the young lady finally comes up and she takes our drink order. For some reason, she couldn't hear anything I said and kept on asking me to repeat myself. I do speak English, by the way. I might speak really fast, but I speak English. And so I ordered, they had a really good, and I will give them a prop for this. It was a blackberry something sangria that was made with Merlot. It was really, really good. But it took me 30 minutes to get it. After I ordered my drink, it took 30 minutes. And so then they had what they had. I said, well, we'll get an appetizer. I'll get us an appetizer. It'll be the something they call a knockout nachos with barbecue pork. Now, you know, last weekend I had that pulled pork and it was really good. So I wanted some more. So we got that. And so, again, it takes probably that takes another 15 to 20 minutes to come out, which is not bad. We placed our regular orders for whatever food we're going to eat. So I was in my head, I'm telling everything else. It's going to be like $120 for everybody because there's five of us eating, right? And I've already, my drink was $6.50 by itself. I would have gotten another one. That was $12.50. The little appetizer nacho thing was $15. So that's $30 already. My meal that I was going to get was going to be $15. That's $45. And then with everybody else, it's going to be over $100. Anyhow, so they bring us this tray of nachos. It's big. It's pretty. You know, it looks really appetizing. But when I get it, I don't feel no heat coming off of it. So I'm sitting there and I'm trying to, because, you know, I've been thrown out of places before for cussing people out because the food wasn't right. So I'm trying to, you know, not trying to repeat history. I just want it to be right. I'm going to speak nice. And I told my sister, I said, you know what, you might want to handle this one because now I'm irritated. Because when they brought the nachos out, now I thought nachos were supposed to be hot. Now, I thought there was supposed to be cheese running off of it. And then if you got meat on it, I thought the meat was supposed to be hot. They gave us cold pork. You know, Devin, you can help me out. How do you pronounce that that you get from pigs? Trichosis, something like that you get from pigs. You know, they brought us cold pork and the pork that and squirted some barbecue sauce on it. And so I'm like, why is that cold? I have it in my mouth. I'm taking it out of my mouth, even though it's totally gross. Why is that cold? Why is that cold? You know? And so, of course, no explanation. No explanation whatsoever. You know? And so I'm like, yeah, this is not right. You know, I was going to try to suffer through it, but I can't eat cold barbecue. It doesn't make sense. And so the waitress comes back. I said, hey, did I read the menu wrong? Is the pork supposed to be cold? I don't know. Are you kidding me? You know, you don't know. I said, well, you know what? We're going to have to send this back. I would rather really have hot pork on nachos that's supposed to have running cheese and stuff on it. Right. So we send it back. Wait another probably 15 minutes. By this time, you know, we're an hour and 15, 20 minutes into this whole ordeal. And my family that I was eating with, they've finished their drinks. You know, we have no food, no appetizer. They've finished their drinks and they still haven't got a second drink. I'm like, I told myself, you know, we're going to have to get up and leave. You know, I said, we're going to give them trichinosis, that's right? Say yes to the chat. Trichinosis. Anyhow. And so we're waiting for the second tray of nachos to come out, and we're all thirsty because she didn't bring us any more drinks. So, and again, I'm trying to be decent and not be the problem, you know. So they come back out, and this time... The nachos on the outside of the tray are burned and you can smell burned. And miraculously, the meat is still cold. So I'm like, you know what? I was like, we don't want this. I said, you bring me back burned food this time. How about you get the manager to come out and I start going to ask him a question. So he comes out and then he tries to justify, well, we put the nachos under the heat lamp or whatever, the little baker thing to melt the cheese. And sometimes some of the chips will get burned. They shouldn't be burned. You shouldn't be bringing me burns because it smells burned and you still got cold meat on the plate. Take all this shit back. Bring me my check for these drinks and we will leave. And so he scoots around. He scoots around and comes back. And I said, this is ready to be an over $100 table. Not that's a lot. We wouldn't drop it $1,000, you know. But for a Sunday afternoon when when you claimed you had a lot, it was full and nobody was in there. You know, y'all could have used that, you know. So, and then your waitress, and y'all, I'm sure y'all start making our food. You know, y'all lost all that. Give me my bill so I can get the hell. I told my family, go ahead and leave. You know, they thought I was going to go in there and tear the place up, but I'm not going to do that. And so, of course, I paid for my alcohol, which was totally fair. And he took all the rest of the drinks off and we left. But I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You know, then I wrote an email, so I haven't got a response back. But I will tell y'all, I will tell y'all what happens when I get the email back from Max and Armas. But I won't go again. You know, sometimes you just get bad enough service to say, yeah, I just won't be back, you know, and that's an unfortunate circumstance. But then we went next door to the little it's an Italian place next door, and I still didn't like my thing is, once you get that bad service in your head, you really don't want anything to eat, so everything tastes nasty, and it was great, so nasty too, and I didn't want it. But they enjoyed their food, so which that was good. I didn't, and I was done. So that's why I went and got that gas station pizza, because it was delicious. We're going to take one more break. We're going to come back and talk about Bruce Jenner a little bit, which I meant to talk about him in this segment. But no, we'll talk about him in the next segment. Don't forget, you can always join us in the chat room here on Spreaker when we're live. You can check the Facebook page at the 5x5, completely spelled out, or our Blogspot blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com. And the fives are numeric. If you want to look at all, because there's other stuff on there, and there's pictures, and you can see me, or you can follow me on Instagram as One Funny Guy, the number one, FUNNYGUY. It is a 5x5 podcast. I'll be right back. And that was, you know what? And that was the wrong song. I didn't want to play that. So we're going to try that again. And a little CC Pinston for you. We'll be right back.
Waiting to the pain.
And we're back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining me wherever, whenever, however you check out the show. I appreciate it. And thank to all the new listeners that have picked up on the show here recently. Thank you guys. I hope it's not a train wreck like sometimes it can be. I knew it was a gamble doing one at this time because I knew I was still going to get some phone calls. When I do them late, like after 12 o'clock, I don't get as many calls. You know, they normally happen at 11 and 12, but so for some reason, my work phone has been ringing off the hook today. But anyhow, I've had a decent weekend. If I have to go to work, you know, I'm going to embrace it. But this adds to my very, 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 very extremely long week that's coming ahead. So we'll see. We'll see. Devin says, because he said he used to work at Applebee's, and he says, sounds like Applebee's from, you know, the Max and Arma's story. He's like, don't hate the player, hate the game. He worked there 4 years, and if it tells you anything, if he's going to give me the AS manager's job, and he said, whatever you want it. He said he went to school instead. I think it was a good choice, Devin. I think it was a good choice indeed. But, you know, what everybody's talking about is Miss Girl, and I introduced no shade, no tea, Bruce Jenner, baby. She wants to be called she. You know, I have a friend that was transgendered, you know, female to male. And, you know, very adamant, you know, this is who I am. This is what I am. This is what I feel inside. So I might be a little shady saying some stuff, but I'm not going after that community because it's part of the community that I live, that I'm a part of. And but sometimes we have to poke fun of ourselves because a lot of people are supporting Bruce Jenner. And, it's very hard to live your truth. You know, I guess if more people were brave enough to live their truth, you know, we have a more peaceful world, or it'd be complete anarchy. But you know, I think it's brave to live your truth, especially, I think he said he's 65 years old. And that's how I named the podcast. He says to Diane Sawyer, for all intents and purposes, I am a woman. And, you know, okay, that's who you are. Wendy Williams was not very happy because she was like, shame on you, Bruce Jenner, you know, for doing this, which I'm like, you know, is that really fair to say if this is who he really is? You know, I had my reservations because I think, God, this is going to come off really shady and it's just me kind of thinking and asking you guys what you feel. Does he want some attention? You know, because, you know, the thing is, I'm going to say this too, about the Inquirer. The Inquirer reported this over a year ago. I don't know who they heard it from. So some of that shit that's on the first front page, except for about the shit about the UFO, but, you know, they maybe have that shit right too. But some of that stuff that's on the front page, you know, on the National Enquirer, you get to believe that shit because year two down the road, that stuff comes out. Yeah, like this story here. And so, you know, he got all this hair. He got his lips did, get them eyebrows snatched, you know, got some cheekbones. And I don't know, I didn't watch the whole thing because I had to go to work. But he said, I am a woman, you know. And he was talking about how his father would probably not be happy, you know, or he doesn't know what he would say. I think that's what I got from the part of the interview he had with Diane Sawyer the other night. I would love to know what the stats on that was, you know, because you remember, I remember Bruce Jenner as a kid, you know, on all the Wheaties boxes. You know, I guess I didn't know what the decathlon was. I knew he was an Olympian. I knew it was a sporting event, and his face was everywhere. You know, I think he might have been the first one on the Wheaties, but I'm not sure. I guess the first one he would be the first one I would have remembered. I never liked Wheaties. Maybe that's why I'm fat. But I just remember him. And did you look at some of these old pictures? You know, Bruce Jenner was the man. He was hot. You know, he was hot. But I guess the wives that he had from, you know, previous marriages, and of course, Kris Jenner, you know, I guess some of them knew the secret and they kept his secret for all this time because I guess he was trying to put up a semblance of a normal existence. you know, a normal expected existence, you know, normal in quotation marks, of course, to society. And I just think this whole, the whole thing with the keeping up the Kardashians and that, how the spotlight was has been shown on them for such a very long time for absolutely nothing, because none of them have any talent. You know, he, maybe in his head he got caught up. You know, do I believe he's a woman? I don't know. I'm not going to say he's not, because again, it's his truth. It's not mine. I can just talk about it, or it is if it's for me to talk about. But anyhow, he says, for all intents and purposes, I am a woman. With that, the Olympian and reality TV star Bruce Jenner put to rest the months of speculation about his gender identity. Jenner sat down with Diane Sawyer, you know, for an exclusive two-hour ABC News 2020 interview to discuss his decades-long struggle and how he plans to live his life going forward. Jenner also let his hair down from a ponytail, a symbolic moment. I guess he's trying to be Vanessa Williams. Remember Vanessa Williams had that, all that hair and running back to you. He did one of those numbers. Shook it off. He need to get, if he had a Beyonce fan blowing him a little bit with the hair just kind of slightly blowing him, I would have believed he was a woman. Not really. He said, people look at him differently. They see you as this macho male, but my heart and my soul and everything that I do in life, it is a part of me. That female side is a part of me. That's who I am. He said this last 2020 interview will be the last time he will be referred to as Bruce. Going forward, Jenner hopes to emerge as what he has refers to as her. She. All right. Tamar Braxton, she did that. He says, my brain is much more female than it is male. What does that mean? He added, it's hard for people to understand, which, again, I'm part of the community. It's hard for me to understand. But, you know, hey, that's you. Embrace it. But that's what my soul is. Jenner revealed that his wives kept the secret for years. He recently revealed the news to his mother and 10 children. He had 10 children. I think those four from Kris Jenner, she had six, but four of them are not here. I guess that's Rob, Courtney, Chloe, and Kim. They're not his, of course. Who is told he can call them dad. Isn't that confusing? Jenner says the stepdaughter Chloe has struggled the most, while Kim has been the most accepting. Ever the fashionista, Jenner says Kim has told him that he better look good. Jenner also says that she says that she is more proud than ever to be part of the Jenner family. Brandon Jenner says that. They all show their support, and then there's pictures and tweets and Instagram posts saying that they support him and anything. And that's good. I think it's important, you know. But, you know, 65, I mean, I guess you want to live in your truth before you leave this earth, you know. I don't know, you know, what his motivations were, but just maybe, you know, because everything just has to be done in front of a camera. Everything, you know, there's a lot of transgendered people and young people that are going through this that don't have the resources to share their story and get the outpouring of, you know, of love that he can reach because he is who he is. But with that being said, you know, that's not his fault. But everything had to be done on television because we, you know, I wanted to say that 41% of transgendered youth commit suicide. So, you know, that's important. So I guess just one more person coming up and speaking their truth and living their truth and being who they are helps, you know, those youth to say, hey, if they can live. You know, you had 65 years to live your life. You know, now these young people in the trenches, maybe that'd give them a little hope, possibly. Well, we won't know his motivations because, like I said, everything don't have to be done on TV. Everything doesn't have to be in the latest news story. But I guess with him being a celebrity, you know, they would have found out and they could have twisted it. But, you know, he still has that car drama. You know, he was texting and hit a car that killed somebody, just like Brandon, but she didn't go to jail. You remember that? But look, everybody's being very supportive. Lady Gaga says, Bruce Jenner, ABC. Now that is bravery. Miley Cyrus says she loves Bruce Jenner. Billie Jean King, we learn from you to be courageous, funny, and to be our authentic self with love and go for it. Ellen DeGeneres. Bruce Jenner is a beautiful, brave human being. Sending him lots of love. He's saving lives and opening minds tonight. None of them called him she. Russell Simmons. We are witnessing history. This is beautiful to watch. Laverne Cox from The Orange Is the New Black fame. Sending lots of love and support to Bruce Jenner and their family tonight. It is always brave to stand in one's truth. Congratulations, darling. There are estimated 700,000 transgender people in the U.S. according to the Williams Institute. Bruce Jenner and his family will appear on Good Morning America this Monday to talk about. So that's tomorrow, you guys, to talk about what comes next. And we'll see if they refer to Bruce Jenner as her and she. But I guess that you can write questions a way that you don't have to say, give gender identity or use those type of pronouns. But anyhow, that's it. You know, I think it's something that, you know, that's going to be talked about in months to come, days to come, maybe a year to come. He said next year, hopefully he has progressed on this journey. And, you know, I wish him the best as well. And to all my transgendered listeners, I'm not a hater. Don't be sending me no hate mail, but I'm tripping because I have struggles with to understand that as well. And I live in the community. The community that I identify with. So we all have our own path to take, and this is his, and this is nobody, even me, it's not even not my business to say whether it's the right path to not take, because maybe I don't understand it. And hey, it's your life. Do what you want. Like T.I. says, live your life. So you guys, I gotta go do some work, obviously. I thank you guys for listening to this Sunday night show. I know I'm normally not on Sunday night, so I'll be out of town on Tuesday. Then I have a lot of things going on Thursday, and then Wednesday, of course, I'm training new people and stuff like that. So next time you guys will probably hear from me will probably be Thursday night, maybe. Well, Friday on the weekly rewind. I think it's called the weekly rewind that I do with Tristan, Chris, and Gary. You can always the weekly rewind. You can always see that on Spreaker.com or on iTunes. Of course, you can find this show on iTunes. And if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe, give a review, give me 5 stars. I'm gonna hunt you down, and I'll give. Well, I'm not gonna say that because I might get arrested. But I thank you guys for checking me out tonight. Like I said, we'll be back after Free Comic Book Day and after Avengers Age of Ultron. I want to know what you guys are wearing. Take pictures. We'll put them on the website. I want a picture of you at the event, if they're having an event, from Free Comic Book Day and the Avengers the Age of Ultron movie. Make a weekend. Make it a geek weekend. Friday and Saturday. Do both. Mine is going to be Thursday and Saturday. So get your free comic books. Don't forget to go to freecomicbookday.org. .com and put in your zip code to see what stores locally are participating in the Free Comic Book Day event. There's a lot of things that these places do. I know my particular store is going to be having that barbecue back that was at PopCon, and there'll be artists there. So hopefully I'll get a commission or two this weekend. So I'll be seeing you guys later. You guys have a great evening. Have a great rest of your Sunday. I'm going to watch the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion special before I go to work tonight. And I will talk to you guys later. Good night.